This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alex 105.9.
Thank you to all the TextNATO people that make BJ and I feel better about ourselves. It says, I deliver for UPS, and tons of people still have out their Halloween decor.
Yeah. No way.
Jamie and I have Christmas out, so.
Well, mine's at least better than yours.
Well, I'm just saying that we're both kind of in the same boat.
Mine's at least on my, all wrapped up and on my front porch, just needs to be taken in.
Mine's in the yard.
And then Schmidil ran in and said, you're killing your sod.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, murdering it. Yeah,
that's because he's, what do you call yourself, a hoarder?
Horticulture. Yeah, horticulturist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you're one of those dudes.
Yeah.
Just think of it like, you know, snow without the sunshine on your grass.
I mean, the grass is still dead. Yeah, yeah. No sunshine, no carbon dioxide so it can breathe. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
They've been out there since November on your grass.
Yeah. November. Yeah. November,
I think even when you have them just out there all night, you're supposed to move them around.
Say what now?
You're supposed to move them around like 4 or 5 feet like every couple days.
Well, the wind one day blew them a little bit.
Yeah.
That helps out.
Oh, yeah. look.
Yeah.
I feel better about it. People still have Halloween stuff out, so I'm good.
Hey, when we come out of this this thing about bopper, this tabloid trash, can we play that new Benson Boone song?
Sure.
I'm a big fan of it. Sure. I really like it. Yeah, I like it a lot. I forgot what it's called. It's like it's a song. They say it's about this girl that broke his heart, like crushed him like a bug. And then he saw her out later on in life, a couple years later, and she wasn't with anybody. She was all alone, and he was with somebody.
It's called Sorry, I'm Here for Someone Else.
Yes, and he's so bummed because he wanted to hook back up.
Now, had she gained weight? Well, a lot of times when you see somebody later in life, they've gained weight, they look a lot different. I didn't know. I didn't listen to the lyrics in the song. I saw her out. I'm with another person. But man, look how big she got. I didn't know.
I don't know what the song is. I think you look like someone else.
No, that would be, sorry I'm with someone else, and thank God because you're a fatty.
Oh, my God.
I don't mean to bring up, I just didn't listen to the lyrics that closely.
It's okay.
I didn't know if you, because if you run in, how many times have you ran?
A lot of people beef up. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, how many times have you ran into somebody that you knew from high school or college or whatever, and man, have they changed.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lordy.
Yeah, and you know what's weird about it is I feel like the guys in my high school look way older than all the girls in my high school.
You know what? I totally agree with that.
They do. They look like that. Like all of my girlfriends from high school, they look fantastic, but all the dudes look like they gave up.
Just packed it in. Hey, it's been a great life. I'm only like 40, but I look like I'm 60.
I know. It's true.
Not at my school. Some of those girls are hideous.
Oh, my God.
Lordy.
Have you seen Bobo or whatever her name was?
Pudge.
Pudge. Yeah.
No, I've not seen, not in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe a few
years.
I mean,
if she was called Pudge then, what is she now?
Maybe Pudgier.
All right, let's get to some of this. Here's the deal. Shrek 5 has been announced. The trailer came out for Shrek 5, and Zendaya, who I think is just beautiful, Zendaya is playing Shrek's daughter. So her name is Felicia. So remember Shrek and Cameron Diaz, they had a baby or whatever. And then it's Felicia, and that's who Zendaya is. But here's the controversy with Shrek 5. People hate the graphics. I don't even know if you call it graphics. Whatever, the cinema. You know how it's supposed to be like a cartoon or whatever thing is? Well, I guess they changed it all up, and they're doing this, they call it artsy-fartsy Disney crap, and people hate it.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's not quite as green as he was. And it's, you know, what do you call that kind of, where they try to make it look more real?
Yeah,
You know what I'm...
Yeah, just like realistic graphics. Yeah.
And then they said that they reference like TikTok and all this stuff, and they feel like Shrek is trying to be too cool in it. I don't know.
No, Shrek's like set in a certain time. You can't...
That's what they're saying. It's because he's looking in the mirror and he has latex on and muscles. What?
He has a daughter?
Yeah.
Who's been sleeping with Shrek?
Fiona.
Princess Fiona.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz.
She slept with Shrek?
Oh, yeah. She's not a looker in the movie.
Oh, my God.
They love each other.
They do love each other. Oh, my God, they love each other.
I didn't realize they banging.
What?
They banging.
What's that a word you say?
I heard that in a song. No, they banging. She bangs, she bangs.
She bangs, she bangs.
She moves, she moves.
Okay,
that's in
Ricky
a song.
Martin.
It's in a song.
Ricky Martin called, wants his lyrics back.
That's a good song.
I feel like that was Gronk, they banging.
we work with Gronk. Me no so, not like to Gronk.
So
I mean,
she
bang.
Was pregnant and had a baby?
That's what the whole first four movies are about, is them finding true love.
Oh, I never saw them doing that, though.
Yeah, and then they share true love's first kiss, and she transforms from a human into an ogre.
Duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Duh.
Duh.
Yeah.
And she has the same kind
of... I didn't realize they had a baby.
She has the same kind of ears.
I know. Horns.
You have other kind of ears, I think.
Yeah. They're like bugle things. Yeah.
They're bugle horns.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
Pringle ears.
I'm so disappointed you never got the plot.
Yeah, I never did. Never did. I thought he had something going with that donkey.
Well, there has been speculation.
Yeah, just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah, I thought he and the donkey were tight.
Yeah, he does walk behind him a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Can't wait to see 5.
I got the trailer right here.
Okay, sure.
Hey, Magic Mirror, who's the fairest of them all?
Why, Shrek, of course.
Ah! Ew, Dad.
Woohoo, Mom and Light.
Who's making this stuff?
Not me!
Whoa! Shrek 5, starring Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, Cameron Diaz, and Zendaya? Oh, damn. Oh.
They what said a damn? Yeah. They said damn and a little kid's... Man.
I did not expect that.
Me
yeah, it threw me off.
That's an amazing moneymaker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what throws me off? And sorry, you know, because them saying damn. It, like, the way we've progressed in life as far as not protecting anybody anymore, you know, and they're saying damn, like, I'm shocked because I bet my parents would be like... But there is a commercial for an HIV medication, and it's arousing. It's two men, and there's a lot of men. There's a lot of men. It's like, you're kind of like creeped out, but you're kind of like, ooh, I don't know.
I'll go on record. I did not find it arousing.
Even when the two like kind of kiss, and then the guy bites his sucker?
Nope.
Wow.
Not arousing. Nope.
You didn't kind of think that was hot?
Nope.
Anyway, I was like, wow. Because they played a lot on Bravo, and I watched Bravo a lot. And so I was like, man, we have come a long way. We have two men just like kissing. And then the one guy like teasing him with his sucker. Mm.
Not hot at all. Nope.
Oh my God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash. I got to one story, I think.
Brand new. Benson Boone.
Yes, yes.
Sorry, I'm here for someone else.
BJ and Jamie.
There you go, brand new Benson Boone.
Song. I love it, I love it, I love it. Yep, that's good.
He's back, he's back. Why is it when a restaurant goes away that you start to crave it?
Are you thinking about Del Taco?
Yeah.
I am too.
I've only been to Del Taco one time, ever. But now all of a sudden this morning it's like, man, I wish they were open on my way home. I would stop.
I know. I know. And what I didn't know is that, so you know how I told you I eat my taco really weird. I have 4 packets of sauce on my taco and I eat it down because they put a ton of lettuce and ton of cheese on it. And I put those 4 packets on it and then I eat it down to the meat. And then I have a meat canoe. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
And I throw my meat canoe away. Well, somebody texted and said that they'd eat my meat canoe because, listen to this,
yeah,
they throw away all the lettuce and cheese and they only eat the meat canoe. Huh.
So they do completely the opposite.
Yes, we could be friends and go together, yeah, and we could save, yeah,
so
a lot of money.
So you get their top and they, yeah, get your canoe.
Yes.
That'd be great.
It would.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
who knew?
You guys need to hook up.
I know. Who knew somebody eats meat canoes?
That might be a long-time arrangement for you.
Well, we can't now because Del Taco's closed.
Yeah,
son of a gun. Yeah, here we go.
I just found here my forever person.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you find a good meat canoe eater and all of a sudden, there's nowhere to go. There's
so
nowhere to go.
It's so sad.
Yeah. Taco Bell's got to be loving this, right?
Yeah, I guess
so. I mean, you've got Del Taco shutting down, what, 18 of 19 stores? Yeah. In Colorado. I still don't get it. I mean, Del Taco's all over the country, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, I don't think they're in Tennessee. I don't.
They're not in Southern Illinois. We have Taco John's.
I think it's all in the West.
Yeah.
I think like Los Angeles and places like that. And I haven't seen this morning where any of those have shut down. So it's got to be a franchise thing.
What's
it almost
going
has
on?
To be.
You
don't
know
get
what?
It.
You know what? I bet Trump did it. I bet. Elon. Elon fired
Elon,
them all.
Elon shut them down.
It was Doge.
It was Doge.
Yeah.
Doge did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's what it was.
Taco's got Doge.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Friday.
I'm in love with your body. Has anybody ever said that to you?
Every day. Are you kidding? Gets old.
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah.
I'm in love with your body.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Do you see where that ceiling on that movie theater fell in? Is that crazy? You're at a movie, okay? And all of a sudden the ceiling collapsed on you.
Yeah. Here's the weirdest part. There were only 2 people in the theater.
It was a screen. Only 2 people?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What?
That's what I saw too.
How do you have only 2 people?
Well, did they rent it out for themselves?
No, it says during a screening of Captain America,
mm-hmm,
Brave New World.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Just 2 people inside the
theater.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was
what
the
weirdest part. The hell is going on in Washington State?
I don't know. Maybe they were like a high-profile couple or something, and they rented it out for themselves.
It really is incredible. No one was hurt when this ceiling collapsed at the Liberty Cinema in Wenatchee. Look at all the debris on the ground right here covering rows of that movie theater. The movie was actually still playing. Two people were there on Tuesday night watching Captain America.
I told you. Two people. In the whole theater.
Uh-huh. Thank God.
I don't think that's what she said. I really don't.
The movie was actually still playing. Two people were there on Tuesday night watching Captain America.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just tell those two people to go home?
I think they did. Here's what's weird about this whole story.
Just go home. We'll play the movie tomorrow. You can come back tomorrow.
No, but, well, yeah, I don't think you can. The building's kind of destroyed and condemned. Kidding. But look, you meant that came to the, but they, yeah. I think they rented it out. Yeah. That's my guess. So listen, so 1, 2, 3, 4. Four rows, right? In the front, completely demolished. They were in the fifth row.
Whoa. All right. There's something
crazy?
Wrong.
That's
with
eerie.
There's Isn't that something crazy? There's something wrong with this story.
Well, like I know that Prince rented out the whole theater for her and Heidi to go see a movie. People do that.
Yeah, you
they
can
buy
do
all
that.
The seats.
Uh-huh.
For just two people?
Yeah, you buy all the seats.
Two people were there on Tuesday night watching Captain America when that ceiling came crashing down. I spoke with the battalion fire chief who responded to the theater. He told me it really is incredible. Two people inside were not hurt.
Yeah, that's what the fire captain said. He said, wait a minute. There were only two people? Are you telling me that the theater was empty except for two people?
So let me, do you think that they bought out the whole theater or do you think that only really two people went on a Tuesday?
It doesn't say.
Was it a matinee?
It had to be.
Was it? Because it is a Tuesday.
Like at 10 a.m.
Yeah, like not a lot of people go to the theater on Tuesday.
If I'm running the theater, I go, hey, you two.
We're not going to play the film.
Why don't you go over to another theater, okay? We're not even going to turn on the lights in here, okay? We're going to leave them off.
Right, yeah.
We're not going to use the power.
What do
two
you
people.
What's your theory? They rented it out or only two people went on a Tuesday matinee?
I think if it were rented out, they would have said it in the story.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think that would have been a key part of it, that they had rented this out, they're the only two, and then the ceiling collapsed.
Oh, I just got breaking news.
What?
The owner of Del Taco says it's only temporary.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
That's great news.
It is great.
Del Taco!
News.
Yeah, they're going
to
be...
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt your two people thing.
Yeah, I don't know if that two people thing's correct.
He told me it really is incredible. Two people inside were not.
I mentioned Del Taco's only temporary.
They're coming back.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I'm kind of shocked by some of the responses, but we were talking about this movie theater up in Washington State. And the roof collapsed. Or the ceiling. All right. So maybe I got it wrong.
Yeah.
The ceiling collapsed inside the theater, right?
Yep.
And then Jamie informs me. She said the reason nobody was hurt because there were only two people inside the theater.
I heard that.
Two people were there on Tuesday night watching Captain America.
Watching Captain America.
Beat it to
Captain
death.
Captain America.
Just beat it to death.
And then people started texting saying that if they sell one ticket, they got to show it.
Yeah, because they're a projectionist. And they said that they show movies to one person all the time.
Huh.
Yeah.
As a projectionist.
Not just two, but even one person buys a ticket.
Yep.
Two people were there on Tuesday
Why
night watching.
That? Why? Like, nobody likes it. Nobody. Nobody's sitting in their car going, that's hilarious when he plays that again.
Two people were there on Tuesday night watching Captain America.
Only two people.
Only two people were there.
Freaking blows me away.
I know. Imagine if it was one.
Two people were there on Tuesday night watching.
It was only, it was two.
Yep.
Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
Did you know they have to play the movie if only one person's in there?
You don't say.
Two people were there on Tuesday night watching.
Why are you doing that?
Why are you enabling him? Two people, though, were there?
You guys, this isn't funny. I know what's funny, and this isn't it.
Two people were there on Tuesday night watching Cap.
So they definitely had to play that movie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's double the minimal.
Right.
Yep.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yep. Show's done.
Why are you leaving the studio so much this morning?
Why am I leaving the studio much? I'm busy.
In the last hour, you've been down the hallway. And
busy. I'm very busy. Got a lot of stuff to do. Busy.
Jamie's peeing in a cup this morning.
Okay, so
she's having to pee in a cup. She's had to pee three times in a cup.
Does it? No. No, this is funny, though. So I'm going to Urology Associates or whatever, Inc., Lone Tree, right? And so I talked to the lady, and I'm talking to her, and she's like, oh, my God, I love your show. And now here's me. Uh-huh. And then she's like, what's crazy is I listened to you when you're in California, and I moved back here, too. And here's me. Uh-huh.
There are some bad times to talk about the show.
Yeah, pee in a cup and the show don't go together. Yeah.
You don't want to hold the conversation when you've got that whole bloated bladder syndrome. Or whatever it is. Yeah.
It's my kidneys.
So are you okay?
Yeah, it's just some kidney issues.
Did they come here to you?
No. I was on the phone with her.
I thought you were down there talking to them.
I was in the other room talking to her.
All right.
No.
Well, she's got to run. She's got a bloated bladder.
No, it's my kidneys, which is scary.
Oh, whatever.
I don't know which is worse, blood or kidneys. All of it's bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, all of it's bad.
Did you hear the story?
Two people were there on Tuesday.
Only two people had said that,
I'm
going
to pee on your head. Only
two. Hey.
Oh my
All right,
got to
go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your weekend. Remember, get out there and get some things done before the snow comes next week. Have a great, safe weekend. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.